This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. Coming to you live from FUBAR HQ, the show all about fantasy football. This is Good Team on Paper. Introducing our team managers, Rob, the football know-it-all, Deck, the fantasy legend, Bundo, the stats man, and Mike, the producer.
Well, that is sexy.
I mean, it's short.
Yeah.
Which is reminiscent of most of my sexual performances, so that's ideal.
I'm going to call it how it is. Wowzers. That is pro shit. Your face, football podcast with 5 million subscribers. We don't need you.
We've just got some superb production values.
Yeah. Though it does leave us with more room to fill.
If you've listened to previous shows, you know that that was a very new and sexy intro, which the guys haven't heard, so that's why we're slightly in awe of it. Anyway, this is Good Team on Paper. Hello, I'm Mike. We don't need to go into all the rest of it, because it's been in the intro, so yeah. How are you guys?
What are we going to do now? It's been Deck's birthday. Happy birthday. Everyone at home, sing happy birthday to Deck.
We're one, not going two, to. Three.
Happy birthday, Deck. There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're on a Prosecco today, which makes a change from the cider. I'm sure we'll be on the ciders later, yeah. But, you know, classy.
The thing is about every birthday, it makes you... Every birthday you go, shit, ex-player retired at this age. And I'm at the age where I'm talking about goalkeepers and John Walk. Do you remember John Walk? You won't remember John Walk. He was in Escape to Victory.
Okay.
Alongside Pele.
Right, he played for Ipswich, right?
Yeah, he played for Ipswich. He was the last footballer in England to have a moustache. It was him and the Aston Villa guy. The ginger Aston Villa guy who looked hard as nails. Because if you're ginger and you've got a moustache, you've got a point to prove.
Yeah.
I was looking at Ibrahimovic, and he's got quite a fabulous moustache.
Ibrahimovic can do what he wants, as he proved on the pitch.
Yeah, he came, he saw, he conquered.
More on that later.
Unfortunately, there's no Bundo at the moment. Hopefully, he's going to arrive for the predictions at the end. So basically, he'll just go, yeah, Liverpool to win, and run away again. But unfortunately, he's not here. He may call in, he may not. We do not know. But he will, hopefully, he's here in spirit. Anyway, should we get on with the Dream Team? Or do you want to chat a bit more?
Well, let's get on with the Dream Team.
Dream Team. That button there.
The Dream Team.
Who wants to do this?
I think you should do it, and we should criticise you every step of the way.
Alrighty then.
Starts with a person in goal. What position is that, Mike?
Goalie.
Boom! We're off! You're going to nail this, it's not a problem.
In the goal is Borac?
What's his first name?
Boric? I have no idea.
Arta.
I was going to say Jeff, but anyway.
It feels like basically his parents missed a letter out of each of his names. Arta Borac.
Lazy parent, lovely keeper. Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Sackho?
Yes.
Sackho makes it sound a bit offensive, doesn't it?
Sackho!
Sacky. How would you pronounce it?
Sacko.
Sacko. Okay. Sacko. I think he's a Gary.
Do you know what? This is embarrassing. I don't know what his first name is.
I don't either. I would guess at Ibrahima Sacko. But that's not right, so I'm going to Google it.
James Ward. Christine Fuchs. I know that one.
Yeah. No Fuchs given.
Yeah. Jeffrey Tadic.
Yes. Yes. Nailed it.
I really don't know. He sounds like he should be like a washing machine.
I think he sounds like a transformer.
That too. Arnautovic.
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 Mamadou Sakho. I actually knew that. That's ridiculous.
Damn it. Damn it to hell.
Then we've got Redmond, Mane.
What? No. Who's Redmond?
Alex.
Nathan.
Would have given you James, because would have suggested a lot of knowledge of TV shows from the late 90s in Holby City.
Okay. It's Mane is his name. And then... Mane. The third one, Mane. Yes, he's got a middle name called Mane as well.
Would have given you James. Would have shown a lot of knowledge of early 90s sitcoms.
And then we've got Thingy Llorente.
Fernando
Llorente. Harry Kane.
Yeah.
And Sebastian Gray.
Damari Gray.
Sebastian. Footballers called Sebastian is a very, very small crew.
Well, who's the person from 50 Shades of Grey? Is that not Sebastian?
No, that's Christian Grey.
Oh, close.
Also the name of the guy who hires the secretary in kinky sex film Secretary. She really didn't reach very far, did she, when she was coming up with the names of her characters? I know. This guy plays... this character likes to spank bottoms. I'll just nick his name. So I've come up with this new superhero character who can walk on water. He's called Jesus. No relation to the actual Jesus.
Do you reckon that's how somebody actually created Jesus?
Possibly.
Allegedly.
So that's the dream team.
It's an incredible dream team as well, because bear in mind it's a full game week and there's only one player from the top four.
I'd like to actually point out this is the game week as of now. So we've still got one more game to go.
Yeah, but that's the second game.
This week.
Yeah, but there has been a full round of fixtures. Oh, yeah, so my comment stands.
It does.
Yeah, I'm not relinquishing that comment.
Yeah, okay.
Just because there's a weird quirk in the fixture list.
This is true. Well, the washing machine's got another game to go. And I think so has Manchester City.
Sorry, did you say the washing machine?
Arnautovic, he wants now to be a washing machine. For some reason. But yeah, I mean, that is a real mixed bag of players, isn't it?
Well, Kane was going to be, that was pretty much a certainty.
As we discussed last week, he's ruining the game for everybody.
He is.
Making Spurs fans very happy, Everton fans very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Though I think mainly you need to have a word with your midfield and defence, because that was where you lost that
game.
And
the keeper.
Spurs...
Don't worry, they're on line one, Deck. Yeah. We can have a chat at the moment, okay?
Spurs were great in the first 20 minutes, but they didn't need to be great to win that game, and that's what's sad.
Yeah, we're beaten before we walk on the pitch at the moment to any of the top six. It's pretty rubbish.
Because they really... You know, they looked like they were going to score every time they went forward, Tottenham. And even the first goal, which, you know, you've got no right to score from 30 yards, it has to go in one of the corners.
Yeah.
It has to, for you to feel like the keeper couldn't have done better.
And isn't Koeman, our manager, currently 10-1 to be the next manager for Barcelona? That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he is a former Barca boy, isn't he?
Yeah, but based on current performance, I don't understand how that makes any sense at all.
Well... You know, it didn't make sense for Swansea to get in Bayern Munich's popcorn salesman. But they did, and now they are looking relatively safe.
If you've got any anecdotes about signings or managers that your team has brought in that did not make any sense, that retrospectively now do make sense, then congratulations, you're a fan of Leicester City.
Well, I do, obviously, because we have the manager machine. At Leeds, and we had I can't even remember his name, but he fired a successful in inverted commas, a decent football manager, and brought in a guy who had taken Forest Green Rovers, who you've never heard of for a very good reason, like
where they're based.
I know it's Massimo Salino. I can't remember the name of the manager he brought in from Forest Green. That I don't even know where they are, but he'd taken them to 19th in the level below the Football League, and then he was Leeds United manager. Dave Hockaday, God bless his soul.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, he's currently head of male football at South Gloucestershire and Stroud College.
Yeah, and he's found his level.
Previously the manager of Leeds United. You're right, this is ridiculous.
And the manager...
Also, he's got a proper sex photo up.
Yeah,
his photo on Wikipedia is a kind of come hither photo if you're like into shaven headed, thuggish looking, dangerous types. And who are 59.
At FUBAR FC, if you want to see that one.
And Chiellino, being the quirky fucker that he is, he's obsessed with purple. He has had all the number 17s removed from Leeds. Not the city, obviously. He hasn't got that authority. But he thinks the number 17's unlucky, but apparently not paying your taxes and getting repeatedly banned isn't unlucky. And he just goes, right, well, I'm going to get you, Dave Hockaday. And Dave Hockaday's going, who's this taking the piss out of me? And he said, sometimes, in order to find out if a melon's any good, you need to break it open. 10 games into the season, Dave Hockaday gets fired. We hire this unknown Serb. 6 games later, he gets fired. We hire Uwe Rosler. 8 games later, he gets fired. Seriously, it was the most mental thing ever. But there you go. Dave Hockaday was manager of Leeds United.
This is also from his Wikipedia. After a disappointing start to the 2013-2014 season, after a run which saw Forest Green suffer 7 defeats in 8 games, Hockaday left the club by mutual consent in 21st of October 2013. Mutual consent obviously always means sacking. Mm. And was then taken on by Leeds. That is absolutely nuts.
I mean, sorry, what kind of era was this?
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 years ago, I could have been the manager of Leeds.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Amazing.
As long as you'd lost quite a few games for your previous club.
Considering I've never actually won any games for my previous club.
As long as you could be demonstrably incompetent.
Pick me! Pick me!
But my favourite managerial stat is that up until at the end of the Harry Redknapp era at West Ham, they had only had, I think I'm right in saying, 7 managers in their history.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good fact.
That is insane.
So is that average tenure of like 12, 14 years ago?
Something like that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I mean, one guy was there for like 25 years or something. But, you know, it's still, doesn't matter how you wrap it up, that's remarkable.
That really is. That's a good fact.
Isn't the manager of Tottenham and also the manager of Everton, aren't they both going for the Barcelona job? Is that right?
Both in the running. Mauricio Pochettino at Spurs is more likely to be picked out by Barcelona, given that his team have just beaten Everton, and also given that his team are doing way, way, way better.
But he never played for Barca, though, did he? And True. They do like, I mean, their last, what, 5 managers have all been
ex-players.
six managers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Arsene Wenger's still in with a shout at it as well, despite his continued refusal to win anything.
Principled refusal to win anything.
Yeah, you've got to admire a man who sticks to his guns.
So I'd like to bring him back to fantasy football.
Of course you would.
am I cheating after our discussion last week for having Harry Kane and having him as captain?
No, not at all. You're doing the sensible thing. It's just annoying.
So yeah. am I ruining the game?
No, you're a very sensible man.
Thank you.
In many ways, it's admirable.
Yeah, but in other ways, you are part of the problem with the world. There's you, Trump, Theresa May.
Well,
that's it.
I must be learning.
Emojis.
I'm learning quite a bit because obviously that's, you know, from you guys. That's the way of doing
it.
No
problem at all.
But one thing I'd like to do is thank the Facebook community for their continued love for me over my Steven Gerrard comments.
Oh yeah, they are big fans.
Jesus Christ. I mean the outpouring. Everyone seems to think I'm a Chelsea fan. I think they're missing the point that I just don't like Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't repeat the words they say because...
Allow me.
They have said some truly, truly awful things about me.
They're not in the running order, I'm afraid, Derek.
I now know what it must feel like to be a starlet. to be a Lily Allen type, haunted. Oh, no, sorry, that was too dark.
That is dark.
Yeah. I just remembered that she'd been hounded, then I remembered what she'd been hounded for. They're pricks. Moving along.
So the top player this week with 16 points is Tadic.
And Arnautovic. They're both on 16.
Well, actually, according to the stats, and I am going to embrace my inner bundo because of this, it's actually Tadic over Arnautovic because of his form.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So the form for Tadic is 11.0, and I can't remember what Arnautovic has got.
The thing is, I mean, that is just it's a spinal tap moment, isn't it? Tadic is on 11, Arnautovic is up. What's the scale?
I don't know, but I've got a form of 27, so it's...
Yeah, so Tadic is on 11, Arnautovic is G, and obviously 11 is better than G. It's like when they change championship manager.
Oh, I wish they hadn't.
Yeah, So there's a football manager game.
I have heard of it, yep.
Called Championship Manager. And back in the day, in 97, 98, you used to be able to play a season in a night, you mm-hmm. and three of your mates. It used to pass for entertainment when you couldn't afford to go out. Right.
I'm pretty sure I played it once and I managed to get Exeter all the way up to the Premier League or something like that.
Well, there you go.
Well done.
I had Tony Yeboah score 49 goals and then got the newsflash. Tony Yeboah has broken his pelvis and will be out for 26 months.
Ow.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about that. But anyway, the point is, then they started going, oh, people want more stats. They basically tried to appeal to Bundo and the eight people in the country who are like Bundo. And now you have to do contract negotiations, image rights, and it's just like, do you know what? I just want to play the straightforward game that you can play in a night with two mates and you can shout at them and call them spawny bastards. And
previously it was like you could be Harry Redknapp. Now you have to be a sort of Arsene Wenger type figure.
Yeah.
Like fingering every single
professor.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah, and but you can't be a Barry Bennell type.
That version of Championship Manager stopped. Early doors.
It comes up with a thing saying, you seem to be paying a lot of attention to the youth team. We've called the relevant authorities.
Moving on.
Do we have to?
Yes. Total points this week was 136. How did you guys do?
I thought I was doing brilliantly. I genuinely did. I looked and I was like,
message,
yeah! And then I looked at everyone else's scores. I was like, oh, shit, I'm not doing as well as Mike. Right. And Lanzini, if you're listening, you can go fuck yourself with that last-minute goal. You cost me at least 8 points with that. You could have at least given the ball to Snodgrass so that I got a little bit back.
Rob looks genuinely very angry.
It's 2-0. Right, I've got two Chelsea defenders. I've got the goalie and a defender in my team. It's 2-0, 92nd minute. West Ham aren't going to win.
No
Don't
chance.
Try and salvage any pride. Think about me.
One of the great motivational speeches of all time.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
It's all about me.
Shakespeare wrote something similar about Agincourt.
Deck,
I think it
do?
Was I who wrote. How did I do? I'm on, I think, 69 at the moment.
Yeah, that's rude.
Lovely, lovely. I triple captained Sterling, and he's not really done anything at all. So I thought Man City playing twice, that would be a good move. And I brought out Dele Alli. So yet again, the week is tainted for me by idiotic choices. But Bundo had a phenomenal week.
Yeah, but he would have had a better week. He almost triple captained Arnautovic.
Oh, yeah, he did say. But to be fair, I don't understand how you could possibly risk a triple on Arnautovic like that.
No.
That would have been...
Well, obviously, Monday's been, in the nicest way possible, rubbing off on me because I got 82 points as well. Both of us got 82 points.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well,
how much of that, and I don't mean to be rude here, was in any way deliberate on your part?
What do you mean?
So, obviously, you captained Harry Kane. Mm-hmm. That would have got you 32. Was he on 16? No.
He's on 13.
13.
So okay. He got me 26 points.
26.
I think I had Mane as vice-captain.
But so that's 13 or 14 points he got this week, didn't he? He got 13, I think.
Mane, yeah. Is that right? Mane got 13 as well, yeah. And I had Hazard as well, who scored 2, I think.
No.
He scored 1?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
he scored. There we go.
Yes. Yes, he did. And what's his first name?
Eden.
Very good, Michael. Very good.
I'm getting
named
better
after a garden.
Yes. But I do have one question.
My kid after a theme park, I think.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Alton Towers Cromwell.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Not Thought Park.
But Flamingoland.
So I
Lightwater Valley.
I need
and others are available. Go ahead.
I need a hand translating something. So Harry Kane and the maximum fantasy Premier League bonus points for Tottenham Hotspur for his 3-2 win over Everton, scoring a brace.
That's 2 goals.
Against the Toffees.
That's Everton.
Also providing 2 recoveries and a pair of successful dribbles.
Okay, well, I don't know what a recovery is because that sounds like a basketball term to me.
Yeah, it
sounds keep like your mitts off our game.
That's BS, but it's basically going to be tackling the other team and getting the ball back, isn't it? But it would be weird if he'd done that twice.
in the same game? What?
Well, Dele Alli also did something similar. He secured two bonus points. The midfielder returned a goal.
Yeah. Scored a goal.
Yeah. An assist. An additional fuck-making five.
An additional fuck-making five?
Yes, sorry about that.
Fuck-making five, team! Dele, Harry, and the gang.
And I'm presuming...
And an additional five recoveries.
And on his way out, punch someone in the face. Because why not? Yeah, Dele fucking Alley. You can do what you want, mate.
And
yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Oh, and also they get deducted 1,000 points for that goal celebration. You are not nine-year-old girls.
Talk us through it, Rob.
They did a pata cake, basically. Seriously. Yeah. Have you seen that? There's a great video on Facebook of a teacher who's got a separate handshake for all of his kids.
That is a fantastic video.
It's fantastic. It's uplifting. It makes you think, fuck me, that class must take forever to get going. If he does that every day. But fair play to him. I just haven't got the patience for it. Hmm. Yeah, when I have a child, I'm just going to refer to it as child. And
keep it in the bin.
And I thought you were calling it Alton.
I'm going to say...
Oi, Alton!
I'm going to say hello to it once a day. And that's going to count for the whole day. But this teacher, anyway, inspiring. And he's got these separate complex handshakes. These kids are 7 or 8.
Okay.
These guys are professional footballers and in their mid-20s, and they've got a similar handshake. What the fuck? Yeah, seriously, that is the entirety of my question. Can anyone explain that?
If you'd like to, write in and get in touch with us. If you've met a functionally retarded millionaire footballer with a special handshake, do get in touch with us at fubar.com.
And on that note...
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio. You have job need doing? You have man work? Then you need men. And if you need men, you need Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. Hi, I'm Crazy Roman Abramovich, billionaire oligarch, Chelsea owner and all-round nice guy. Over years, I accidentally accumulated too many player. Whoopsie! You know how it is when you go shopping, impulse buying a Danish centre-half at the counter. 10 million. Sorry for that. Well, my reckless spending could mean bargain for you. You have baby needs sitting? There's no safer pair of hands than Matej Dalak. 30 quid for night, plus whatever he wants from fridge. You have leaves? We have sweeper. Holland defender Nathan Aker. Just £10 hour, plus lift home. Need people for political flyering? They don't get more left-wing than Charlie Musondo Jr. or more right-wing than Christian Atsu. Pay them just pennies per flyer. Satisfaction guaranteed. I spent millions on players I don't even know I've got. So if you have job and can't be bothered to do, just call in to Crazy Roman's Discount Player Emporium. With over 70 players in stock, we have man for you. Thumbs up.
Proud to be an official partner of Stan and Colling 2017. This year's festival is taking place from the 27th to the 30th of July, with a lineup which includes
Orbital, Clean Bandit, Slaves,
Akala,
Nadia Rose,
as well as DJ sets from
Mike Skinner and Merkage, Jeff Goddard from Hot Chip,
and Faithless. FUBAR Radio will be bringing the hottest stand-up talent to the brand new comedy stage, featuring James Acaster. For more information and to buy tickets, go to www.standandcalling.com and keep listening to FUBAR Radio for exclusive offers and giveaways in the lead-up to this summer's big event. FUBAR Radio, an official partner of Stand and Calling.
All right, Richard Dunn here. You might know me as the greatest Irish defender I've seen in the Premier League since wee Paul McGrath, but now I'm retired and moved on to entertaining the kiddies. So, now instead of clearing balls, I'm gathering them in my Olympic-sized ball pool. Instead of sliding tackles, I'm sliding down Europe's longest and steepest slide. And instead of kicking strikers, I'm kicking back in my arcade and cafe, now serving 5 different types of potato. So, you've got kids, and you love them, or you just want them to shut up, bring them to me, because whether your daughter or your son, your little un will have tons of fun with Richard Dunn.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
This is Football Radio. This is Good Team on Paper. This little sting just said, and I thought I'd feel the need to repeat it. Because
Richard Dunn sounds like a wildly racist stereotype. Is it just me?
No comment.
No, but I think he's doing a disservice to the Irish people. That's all I'm saying. Come on, Richard. You represented them many times internationally.
If you enjoy this show and if you like comedy, FUBAR Radio will
we
be...
We can recommend some really good stuff. Daniel Kitson is amazing.
Genuinely,
go
he's very, very funny.
I'll try to bring it back
to Australia for 2 months. If you're in Melbourne, go check him out.
And he's worth going to Australia for.
Yes.
He's not going to be playing at Stand and Calling, as far as
too corporate, far too corporate for him. Kitson would have no interest in that kind of corporate shill. Who is?
That we're advertising.
Yeah, which is like what I'm trying to get back onto. Anyway,
yeah. James Acaster is there, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah, 27th to the 30th of July. Recently announced today, actually, editors Katie Tunstall, Kate Tempest, Idris Elba, and a load of others on the comedy.
What's Idris Elba's there? Is he doing like a live version of?
Is he going to gruffly solve crimes whilst having a drink problem?
No, he's a very cool DJ.
When you have to say someone's very cool, is that, I mean...
I think he's a cool DJ who solves crime whilst having a drink.
Oh, yeah. I've had girlfriends go off and leave me for that type of dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds
like an fairness, if your girlfriend leaves you for Idris Elba, you kind of shrug your shoulders and go, fair enough. It's like if you get home and Barack Obama's banging your missus, my apologies to my missus, but if he is...
You shout, yes, we can, yeah, and dive in. That's what you do.
You kind of go, do you know what, Barack, you can do no wrong. That's fine.
Or you're sitting down for a really long talk about healthcare provision in the United States
I'm going to get in so much trouble for that because I get told off for my crudeness. I'm going to get in so... And it's International Women's Day tomorrow. So if you're an international woman...
and if you genuinely think it's okay to just have one day...
Fair play. But thing is, to put that into perspective, today is National Cereal Day.
Right.
So women... get the same number of days as Weetabix.
And the silence there, I think, says everything.
But on that note, though, the England women's team showed the England men's team how to win by beating the number one team in the world at the weekend.
I did not know that.
They beat America with a late goal.
Amazing.
And the Americans are phenomenal at women's football.
Famously.
And so, hats off. Perfect time to do it. You know, showcase. Yeah. Boom. Done. Move on. What have you got next?
Stat Attack.
That's what I've got.
Oh. Go on then. Impress me with your stats, stat man. Because here's a stat man! Now that's Cotton Eye Joe. I just went into Cotton Eye Joe. I was trying to do Scat Man. Anyway, sorry. That's all mid-90s.
Normally,
pop.
Normally Bundo would do this, and I'm really hoping he's going to walk through the door any second to take over. No, he's not.
No.
Okay. You could have got a max. The total points available. Actually, the top scoring person this week had 136 points.
Well done, that person.
Yeah.
The highest points you could have got with the Dream Team were 122. The average points was 44, so I'm best than average for once. The most transferred in was Aguero. The most captain was Ibrahimovic. A load of wild cards were played, and a load of transfers were made as well. So there we go.
We told them not to make transfers. Why do you not listen to us? There's a four-game week coming up. If you've just brought in Johnny Bellend, what's he called?
Evans.
Sergio Aguero?
No, Ibrahimovic.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that's about to get a hefty ban.
He's just had it, yeah.
Oh, he's come through?
Yeah, three weeks. Three
what did Mings
weeks.
Get?
Three matches. Mings don't know, but...
Because Mings should be cleared, I think, is the...
Yeah, Ibrahimovic has definitely had it announced. I'll check on Mings.
Yeah, well, we'll come back to that in a bit, because I've got a rant about that.
Okay.
I've got some video-hungry... commentary to do on that. So what TM. Else do you want to talk about, Michael?
3.3 transfers were made.
3.3
million.
Yeah.
3.3 would be phenomenal though.
Yeah.
How do you do a 0.3? Well,
yeah.
Anyway,
you sign Ibra.
That is your
stat attack
for this week.
It was mediocre. I've got to be honest.
Fact attack.
Yeah. It was a
I'm not doing this again.
All right, so come on, drive the show.
I am driving.
Drive the show. We're missing Pondo.
I'm driving.
This,
we're going to
if you're
the...
listening, Matt,
news from the wider
is.
World of football.
News from the wider world of football. I'd like to say I put together the running order, and I think I've brought up some killer stories this week.
Yep.
They look fun.
Yeah. The running order was missing the results. I have to point that out because I need to make Mike feel bad about himself in order for me to feel good about myself.
Anyway.
Other people's losses are my wins.
Jeremy Carragher has...
Jeremy Carragher!
It's definitely how he should be called.
Yeah. Good old Jezza has... he talks about Man United in line for the Mickey Mouse treble. What on earth is a Mickey Mouse treble?
Well... It's when you do him in the face. No. The Mickey.
And he's wearing some big ears.
Okay, so in 1999, somehow, Man United...
2001, actually.
No, if you let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
In 1999, somehow, Man United won the league, the FA Cup, which is traditionally known as the double, and the Champions League.
Right.
So that is the ultimate treble. It does not get better than that, right? 2001... Liverpool won the Coca-Cola Cup, the FA Cup.
What on earth is the
Coca-Cola
Cup?
The Coca-Cola Cup is now the League Cup.
Okay.
It's always been the League Cup, but back then it was called the Coca-Cola Cup. Was it the Coca-Cola?
That's right.
Or was it Worthington's?
I think it was the Coca-Cola
Simod.
Well, it wasn't the Simod.
No. And the UEFA Cup, which is the second tier European competition.
Okay.
And Manchester fans were going, it's just a Mickey Mouse treble. It's not a real treble like ours. Our treble's better than your treble. When in reality, it was two shithouses fighting over who is the bigger shithouse.
And Liverpool were the bigger shithouse that
year. Yes, yes, as it happens. So this year, there's a possibility that Man United are going to win those three trophies because they're not going to win any others.
Nope.
And Jamie Carragher is questioning whether Man United fans still consider it a Mickey Mouse treble. Quite legitimately, because he is... I mean, he's bitter. He was an Everton fan as a kid, wasn't he?
Along with most of the Liverpool first team, if they came up in that area.
Yeah, and everyone who ever transfers to Everton or Liverpool, it's been my lifelong dream.
Growing up in Estonia.
Yeah, has it, Robbie Keane? Has it been your lifelong dream to play for every club you've ever played for? But Jamie Carragher's a one-club man. He's very proud of everything he's achieved, quite rightly. He's achieved a lot in the game.
That club was Liverpool, by the way, Mike.
Yes.
I gather that.
And he's their record appearance maker. He appears here. He appears there.
He's also got a great line of clothing as well.
He has. Jamie Carragher is... thanks for the appearance there, Jamie.
Great work. Loved your work.
Yeah. But yeah, he's very proud of it, and it's kind of one in the eye, which, incidentally, he almost actually did with a 50p piece that got thrown at him during a game, didn't he?
I didn't know that story. What's that story?
Basically, I think... I can't remember who he was playing, but Liverpool were playing someone, and it was probably Everton or Man United, and someone from the crowd threw a 50p piece at him.
Oh, I remember this.
Now,
for some reason, I don't
some
know
footballers hilariously pick it up and go, I've got your money, pocket it, and go and spend it probably on pies. I don't know, maybe
Rolly Polly goalkeeper would definitely do that.
Whereas Jamie Carragher picked it up and wanged it back into the crowd of thousands of people. Now, he's either Liam Neeson, and his special skills enabled him to immediately zoom in on who'd thrown it, because he'd be able to know through the trajectory, the angle, the warmth, whether it had come from a purse or a pocket, that sort of thing, and hit them. Or he just indiscriminately threw a coin into a crowd involving children. Which,
like an absolute douchebag.
Yeah, and he got a quite healthy ban for it. Quite rightly, he got sent off, because you just can't do that. Though I do like it when pitch invaders run on and people pommel them to the ground. You're a fat drunk. You're coming up against international athletes. You're going to lose.
This is not going to work out well. It's very different to the Wimbledon ethos, where it's just get naked, everyone cheers politely. Well done, nice to see you. Whereas in football, it's who can get that twat out of here first, who can take that person down in the most humiliating way.
I think the cricketing streaking is probably the best. It's just like, you've got a long way to go on that one. It's just like, and see if you can get past the security.
Well, there's that great photo of the guy jumping over the wicket, isn't there, with his all together. hanging perilously close, but he doesn't knock the bales off.
Was it David Niven who was interrupted at an Oscars speech, I think, an Oscars ceremony, by a naked man running out? And he paused and very calmly said, "The biggest laugh that man will ever get is from showing off his inadequacies," and then carried on.
Oh, David
Absolutely
Niven.
Absolutely styled.
Boom!
Out.
Heard an interesting thing, just, sorry, whilst we're going completely off track, heard an interesting thing on Last Week Tonight, great show,
yep,
watch it if you can, that Willem Dafoe, his penis is apparently so large that it's confusing. People just don't know, they can't make sense of it.
They said the same about him, and I think somebody said it about Clooney, but people said it about Frank Sinatra, that the Defoe and Sinatra have been the only people in Hollywood history where when they get off the peg suits, they have to actually cut them to accommodate their penis.
Wow.
Sinatra was ridiculous. Ava Gardner was interviewed, his third wife, I think, was interviewed about him, and she was asked, "Ava, what is it you see in Frank? What is it you see in that 110-pound runt?" And she said, "There's 10 pounds of Frank and 100 pounds of cock."
And I know... I've heard firsthand, so I know secondhand. I don't know firsthand, but you remember Martin Afire?
Yeah, of course.
Rugby league legend,
absolute
chariots of fire. Big boy had to tape it down in the baths.
What's the famous thing with Dion Dublin and Alex Ferguson?
Oh.
Ferguson was asked, "What's the most memorable sight you've ever seen in the
Dion Dublin in the showers?" Yeah. In 30 years of management.
This is penis talk.
Yeah.
On FUBAR Radio.
Shut up, you cock!
So
let's move on.
Do we think Man United are going to get the Mickey Mouse treble?
No.
Let's move on.
No, I
that kind of insight, you can't buy it.
No, I'd be stunned if they won the FA Cup. I don't think they're good enough.
Fair enough. Deck, what do you think?
I agree, actually. And they don't have a big enough squad. Well, they have a big enough squad, but not a high-quality enough squad. They're totally dependent on Ibrahimovic.
Have you heard... Moving on to our next story. Have you heard about the 2018 Drakkar tournament?
Great question. No, I haven't. What is the 2018?
Everyone wears Drakkar Noir for the whole year. whoever manages to get laid once wins.
They have to live in Slough and go to Raiders nightclub.
Oh, is... Is that a paid-for plug?
Yeah. Slough. Raiders, next time I'm there, I want half a pint of shandy.
Yeah. Snakebite in black for me.
Great choice.
So a Russian MP
yeah.
has decided that we should make hooligan violence a spectator sport. And in Russia, they call it Drakkar. And he's basically saying, "Guys, come along. We'll have a stadium for you ready. 20 of your guys, have it out. On a pitch."
And, I mean, what are the rules? Are they tooled up? Are they...
Who knows?
Are they just going old school? You know, I've got sharpened coins in my pocket and a dart. I mean, what's... Because, I mean, the thing is, I personally know fans who were hooligans.
Really?
And most of them go, "Yeah, I was an idiot kid." But some of them look back as if it was a glorious era of freedom and
like they were being adventurers and they were leading the way, and it was sort of a patriotic thing to do or something.
And,
or was it for their team or for their country they were supporting?
It was all domestic hooliganism. They couldn't afford the international travel associated with international hooliganism. But there are some that still think that was some kind... That there is something joyous attached to it, or patriotic, or...
And what is it? Is that like the feeling of being in a gang? Is it the actual bit of doing the violence?
I don't know, because we all get that from following the football team, don't you? It's a very tribal experience, and it's something that's difficult to explain to people who don't feel it.
Mike.
Because you do get happy or sad depending on what happens to your football team. There's actually science, mind you, has shown that if your team wins, your sperm count rises. If your
really?
Team loses, your sperm count falls.
Welcome
so
back to Penis Talk on FUBAR Radio.
That is why that Leeds United supporter base haven't had kids in 13 years. So yeah, it's but there's no room. Violence is not the answer to anything apart from what is boxing. And in boxing, fine, but still, do we need to risk people dying? I'm sorry, I'm going off on one now. I've got sidetracked. It's because I saw the Dalai Lama on Last Week Tonight. Great show. Last night.
Really great show.
And I'm feeling filled with peace and love. So let's just move on. Russia, you idiots. You've also said let's legalise wife beating as long as it's only once a week.
Yeah, and there's no murder involved. Yeah. As long as there's not an actual murder.
And do you know what? I've seen Russian women. Some of them, you'd be a very brave man to raise your hand to.
But none of them deserve to be
beaten. No, absolutely.
It's
appalling.
Definitely the official position of this show.
Sorry, I could easily be misrepresented.
I would like to finish this topic with a quote from High Rankin, who is a DJ, a dubstep DJ once upon a time, who said, "I'd happily watch Gary Tenstetlers from Hull being weighed in by a load of highly trained Ruskies. Who have been who grew up wrestling bears for Bants." I think I've read that completely wrong.
And, anyway. And he's genuinely a dubstep DJ.
He is genuinely a dubstep DJ.
You should have
from
put
Brighton.
A fat beat behind that. Wow. Well, Will Rankin from Brighton, please don't judge people from Hull till you've been there, mate. And unless you're from Hull, you've never had a reason to go to Hull. Trust me, I've been to Hull.
Moving on, Will Sanchez there, Arsenal?
No. Move on. No, it's.
I mean, he did make a difference when he came on, though. Just instant difference, right?
He did. Well, being the arguably the best player in the league, you're gonna. but he's too good for the club. And that's the problem. But he wasn't good enough for Barcelona. So there's another problem.
Mm. Unless they kidnap his dogs, there's no way he doesn't walk, I think. If they kidnap his dogs, then he might stay.
He's the sort of player, and they're very rare, that you build a team around. Okay. You literally go, what do we need in order to get the best out of this player? Tottenham have got one in Harry Kane. Man United have got one in Ibrahimovic.
Everton haven't got one.
Chelsea have got one in Eden Hazard. But they are, despite me listing them like this, they are incredibly rare. I don't think Man City have got one.
They did, I think.
Not in Aguero?
Aguero's very, very good, but I don't think you can build a team around him because I think he can flourish in a number of...
I think Touré maybe a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Not now, but a couple of years ago.
But yeah, it's sad because I think he'll leave the league. I don't think they'll sell him to another English club. And that's a shame.
Mm.
Why do you think he walks? So he walks out of training earlier in the week. Why do you think he walked out? Do you think it's just...
I think probably he'd left his bike somewhere else so he could cycle out.
We've all been in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, they've both denied that there was a bust up.
He does spend a lot of time looking pissed off on the pitch, though, doesn't he?
Yeah,
and I haven't watched him. I didn't watch him enough when he was playing for Barcelona, but you get the idea...
He didn't spend enough time on the pitch.
Yeah. You get the idea that he's constantly just... Who are these gooses that I'm playing with?
Mm.
And why aren't they trying as hard as
I think the problem is that, much like me with you guys, because my brain works that much faster and I'm just waiting for you guys to catch up.
It's like light speed.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. It's like toying with a gerbil.
Are you planning to leave the show?
In a Richard Gere style.
I might walk out of the next meeting. just to keep the paparazzi guessing.
Fair enough. Apparently there was a protest in Chile to encourage Sanchez to leave Arsenal.
But it was a bit chilly. Yeah. Sorry, I'll leave. I will leave. Go on.
14,000 said they would attend on Facebook. Rumour has it only between 5 and 8 actually attended.
That's every house party I've ever had.
Yeah. Damn you, Facebook, and your lies!
Well, normally it's 14,000 are going to attend your house party.
I think...
Well, I wasn't entirely serious, I'll be honest with you.
But I think if you say yes to something on Facebook, you should have to put down a £500 deposit.
And they should rigorously enforce that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That you only get back if someone ticks yes, they attended. And otherwise, it goes to something really horrible, like animal testing, or...
That's a great... And also, like, when you meet a new girlfriend or a new, like, long-term partner's parents, they should be given your list of likes on Facebook because no one ever pays attention to it and there's always something from, like, 3 years ago where you accidentally liked, I don't know, BDSM or something like that.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. That should be a thing.
It's the worst driving school out there. They dominate you whilst you're trying to drive. It's ridiculous. I think we need to go to a break because I want to talk about Zlatan.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, I quite like to get a beer.
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am Swansea defender Angel Rangel. You know me as handsome and creative fullback, but I am now 33 and must soon face life after football. If you've seen the way Swansea play, you know I like things that are beautiful. So as I enter retirement, I'll be following my one true passion. Not football, jewellery. So, if you want to give your lady something beautiful for Christmas, then why not give her one of my handmade bracelets? Angel Rangel's Spangly Bangles are the greatest things she can put on her wrist. If you give her one, she might give you one off her wrist. You know what I mean.
Are you lonely? Do you need someone to gloat over? Do you know more than Mike about football? Then why not join our mini-league? As a part of this elite club, you'll receive exclusive bragging rights over your peers and strangers you can taunt over the internet. Want more? Well, join now and we'll waive the usual 10 grand entry fee. Just use the league code 636-272-790-456. Also, you receive a free beer should we ever meet in person and you remember to ask for one. That's the GTOP Mini League 636-272-790-456. What have you got to lose other than your last remaining tread of dignity?
Players must be 9 months or over. No terms and conditions may apply. Any prizes on offer are purely fictional.
FUBAR Radio presents Ian
Holdsworth. Sometimes when I shout at you, sort of must feel, this is my hero.
Brilliant. I
know you love me, don't you?
Yeah.
Say it.
I love you.
There we go. Because I nearly grabbed your tits, didn't I?
You can't be a tit grabber.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
You can't grab a pussy and you can't grab tits.
I know.
It's not
that,
okay.
No, I know all this, but I think it was just when you walked towards me, I was like, grab her boobs. That's not all right, is it?
That's not okay.
And I didn't. But do you think because I've been such a good boy and I didn't do it, that now I get a free grab?
So because you did not grab my boobs.
Can I have a free consensual go of it?
Let me mull this over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, put a song on and you can, right, you can have a little think.
Every Monday, Ian Holdsworth. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, Claire. Jamie Carragher here. Former Liverpool defender and most scouse man in existence, 1996 to 2012. If you want to be scouse like me, then have I got the clothing range for use. We've got the very latest shell suits and tracky bees, always in stock. Need socks to tuck them into? Of course you do, Arkid. We've got those too, in white, whiter, and Pringle. But no tracky ensemble's complete without a smart shirt. They come in checked, coloured squares, and chessboard effect. And all that with a reinforced top button. So, if you want to be scouse, just call in at any retailer and ask for Jamie Carragher. No thieving.
That's Jamie Carragher at all good retailers.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
And we're back.
Yay!
And we've got someone on the phone.
Yeah!
Who is it?
Hello!
Oh, it's the Bundo!
Hello, Bundo.
I thought I'd listen in, just see how it's going on. You thought you had me right, didn't you? You trapped me in that cupboard. But yeah. You didn't go for the safety pin out down my pants, did you? So
classic.
I've been
MacGyver.
Enjoying you taking over the stats, but I thought I'd just call in and bring a bit of professionalism.
Do you want your stats music? Do you want to bring us some stats?
No, you stole my stats when you slashed me down that cellar.
Well, I must have left the piece of paper at home. Is obviously
also who are these five women down here? They look an awful lot like you, particularly the younger ones.
This is getting dark quick. It's International Women's Day tomorrow. Are they international women?
They seem to be in a variety of physical forms, but that's what inbreeding does.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I like the fact I can call in with no consequences and you can't stop me because I'm not in the studio, so you can't kick me.
No, but we can just hang up.
That's true.
Anyway, so we want to talk about Zlatan versus
Tyrone Mings.
That's the one. I did have something very cool lined up, but obviously we're not
going to. No, but that can wait. That is the ongoing who's better, Kane or Lukaku thing. That's going to run and run, to quote the old Top Gear.
And I think that the next weekend will solve it once and for all.
Yes.
I disagree. I think Lukaku will finally prove he's a much better player than Harry Kane, so it's almost better to wait.
On the plus side, we can say that they're both great players. So good on Belgium for once. What else have they got?
Waffles.
And that detective fella.
Yeah, and a lot of child chocolate. Killings, unfortunately.
Yeah, and chocolate. But, yes, yeah, so, at the weekend.
Great band.
Manchester United played Bournemouth.
Okay.
And the referee, Mr. Friend, had the worst game of his entire life because he had, what, 5 major decisions to make, and he got every single one of them wrong.
Was he one of the referees who'd been on the stag do?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
What's
that's
the stag do?
So there was a referee
what's
stag
What's a stag do? That's so sad. Matt, why didn't you invite Mike on your stag do?
He was on the hen do with my wife.
That, okay.
A zinger from the cupboard there.
Okay, so a stag,
it's
a stag
very
do,
true.
A stag do is like a hen
no,
do.
No, I know what they
but
is.
The men have got clothes on and you're not sucking their dicks.
Thanks.
That's like what mine was like, though.
Yeah.
You're getting confused.
Anyway, I want to know what the stag do was with this.
It was a referee's stag do.
Okay.
And some of them, their behaviour was offside.
Great!
Show them the red card. No. So, yeah, he went on a stag do with another few top flight referees because apparently all referees know each other.
Okay.
Racist. and anyway, at the weekend, so he had basically what happened, Michael, is this. Tyrone Mings did a beautiful. Was it Tyrone Mings that did the initial tackle? I think it was.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was a high powered sliding tackle, ball and all. Took Rooney out, took the ball out. Rooney took Ibrahimovic out. Oh, it was a catastrophic mess, but it was brilliant. Because he didn't foul anyone in the process.
Then, I feel we should have some tense music.
Oh, I don't know, because that makes it difficult to cut to.
Doesn't matter.
And then coming out of that, he wanted to get back up and clear the ball. So he leapt over. Rooney stood up and it knocked him off balance ever so slightly, marginally. Mm-hmm. And his foot came down on Zlatan's head. Now, it might have been deliberate. I'm not saying for definite it wasn't deliberate, but to me it didn't look deliberate. It looked like it just happened that his foot went down there. Anyway, no free kick given or anything. It's just play on. Ball goes out for a corner. Corner comes in. Zlatan elbows him in the head. Deliberate as you could possibly want. I mean, there is no two ways about it. He swung his elbow at his head. Nothing given. Bournemouth captain comes over, shoves Andrew Sermon comes over, shoves Zlatan in the chest. Zlatan goes down like a sack of shit. Zlatan's 6'4" and weighs 18 stone. He isn't going down like that.
I was right. going to say, did he fall?
So Sermon gets a second yellow card, gets sent off. Later on, a dodgy penalty gets given, blah, blah, blah. But the point is that the FA have charged both of them. And they've said that if Tyrone Mings' charge is proved, 3 games is not a big enough ban.
I did read that, actually.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous, because the thing is, Zlatan, you know it's deliberate. You know it's an act of revenge. It's clear as day. He primes his elbow and he swings it into the guy's face. Tyrone Mings, probably an accident, possibly an accident. Only he knows if it wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
And just in order to try and occupy more real estate, it got me thinking about acts of revenge in football.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
At 2, Brian Robson.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who was good for it. Wayne Rooney has always been one for it. If the decision doesn't go his way, he gets up and he gets that red face that ginger kids get when they're really angry and chases after him. And Bex used to do the same. Before he got made England captain, you knew that if you went into him hard and he didn't get the decision, the next thing he did was going to get booked. Alan Shearer, when he felt wronged by Neil Lennon, Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He kicked him in the face, Mike. He kicked him square in the face and did he get a ban? I think he did in the end. But he made the FA come to him.
Matthew, did he get a ban?
Yeah.
I think it might have even been five games, but I mean, it's a brutal kick to the face. You've got to see it. Ian Wright on Schmeichel, because Schmeichel had dropped some naughty words to him, allegedly. And Ian Wright tried to end his life with a lunge. But the best one is Roy Keane and Alfinger Haaland.
Okay.
Because that involves Leeds.
of course.
That's why it's the best one. So 1997, right. Roy Keane has been Manchester United captain for about a month or something. And he's chasing into the box alongside Alfinger Haaland. Alfinger Haaland gets the better of him. Roy Keane tries to foul Alfinger Haaland, and in doing so, fucks his knee ligaments up. Elland Road rejoices. Alfinger Haaland, thinking he's dived to try and win a penalty, leans over him and says, naughty Norwegian words. Right?
Anyway, can we guess what they are?
Yeah.
Bad elf. Yeah. Bad elf.
Yeah. Roy Keane is out of the game for a year. Cut to 4 years later, 2001. Alfinger Haaland's playing for Man City. There's about 5 minutes left of a derby game with Man United. The ball is about 8 feet away. And Roy Keane karate kids Alfinger Haaland. You know the move that's outlawed in Karate Kid?
Yeah.
That's basically what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfinger Haaland spins in the air. This is a 6 foot Norwegian. You just don't get to do that. Effectively ended Alfinger Haaland's career. But he waited 4 years for it. I mean, that's Jaws 4, the revenge level revenge.
Isn't there the famous bit when Inger Haaland's on the floor writhing around in pain?
And Roy Keane goes and stands over him and spits venom in his ears, yeah.
Yeah, and says, take that, you.
Yeah, you naughty Norwegian. I'm Irish. And the thing is that he got a three-game ban when everyone knew it was deliberate. Everyone in the world of football knew it was deliberate. He got a three-game ban, and they waited for him to admit as much in his autobiography before adding to that ban. You're a bunch of cowards, FA, as you've proved with your Tyrone Mings hunt. I mean, I think he might even be out for the season anyway because he's injured again, isn't he? But yeah. That's my take on Zlatan versus Tyrone Mings. Zlatan should be banned for probably five games because it was deliberate. Tyrone Mings, if he gets a ban, two or three.
Bundo, any thoughts?
No, I'm just glad I called in, really. It's great to be involved.
Oh. Look, you know how I roll.
Right, we've got 2 minutes left, so I want to do this. There's only four games this week.
Yeah.
Four games. So if you're going to transfer anyone, don't bother.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true. No, because you should be trying to... If you've got two transfers left, if you've saved them up, if you haven't been looking ahead, you should have really, over the last 3 weeks, been looking forward to this and then gradually getting players into the team from the teams in who are going to play. But if you haven't thought ahead like that... then what you should be doing is it's worth taking a two-player transfer in hit just to get some players who are going to be in this week because they're also going to play next week. It's not like a situation this time where there's a kind of an in-and-out one. So definitely do make transfers this week and look ahead. There's going to be a game week in about 4 weeks, but definitely do bring in people this week unless you're like me and have a full squad of 14 players who are all going to play this week. If you haven't done that, then that's okay. You can't all be as good as me.
So who are you suggesting to bring in then?
I think that there's a lot of interesting players out there. I mean, Liverpool playing Burnley, so you would usually say that that's a shoe-in for Burnley.
Hey.
So probably fill your team with them. I've got a lot, as you say, I've got a lot of benefits of Stoke players this week, but that's just been a kind of one-off. I think just there's a limited selection out there, but it is worth, even if you do your two transfers in, then maybe consider a wild card next week if you've still got it, just to kind of reverse the short-term decisions you've made.
Okay.
That would be a good call.
It took 58 minutes, but we finally got onto fantasy football.
Dirk, quickly, who would you transfer in?
Anybody from Everton or Liverpool, probably Sadio Mane if I didn't already
have him. Rob, quickly.
Llorente.
Right, that's it. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.